A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's mystery symptoms in an Australian hospital says that she plucked a wriggling worm from the patient's brain. Surgeon Harry Prior-Bandy was performing a biopsy through a hole in a 64-year-old patient's skull at Canberra Hospital last year when something very odd happened.
And then I was able to really feel something separate. I took my tweezers or my tumour-holding forceps and I pulled it out and I thought, gosh, what is that?
Bandy and a top physician are the authors of an article about the extraordinary medical case published in the latest edition of the journal Emerging Infectious Diseases.
Everyone was shocked, and the worm that we found was happily moving quite vigorously outside of the brain.
The creature was the larva of an Australian native roundworm, not previously known to be a human parasite, more commonly found in carpet pythons. The patient had been admitted to the hospital after experiencing forgetfulness and worsening depression over 3 months. Scans had showed changes in the brain. I'm Charles Deletesma.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.